Okay, we're talking about Shemitah. Things that we can't do in Shemitah right now. So, we cannot do pruning, right? Can't do pruning. What's pruning? What exactly is pruning? Zmirah ikhtitzat o chituch hanafei ha-gefen. We're talking about right now? Yeah. Shemona ha-gefen shem gavi yifetach v'chad ha-sama Torah. Talk about, in those days, also today you do it. Vineyards, when the season is over, you cut it down to the stem. Down to the stem. Everything, all the branches, everything you cut off. And then in the new season, it grows everything new. It helps it grow. That's called pruning. Awesome. It's called smira, it's small. I still do that on the Shemitah year. What else can you do? Let's talk about vineyards. Other trees. Okay? Or let's say the grass. You cut it, it stays better. You cut down the grass. Yeah, you don't just let it grow for a while. You cut it down every once in a while. Right? It helps the growing be stronger. Also, that is asur. So the gefen is delaisa. If you buy a vineyard, it's delaisa. And other things, it's not delaisa. Anyways, today everything is not delaisa.
Yes.
You let it cut down branches for stukkis, for example. But not to say, oh, this one I'm going to cut, this one not, because it's going to be like this. Just to cut, you know, without thinking which one is going to help the tree grow better or not. Just to cut it down. Take a few branches, cut them down. Also, you let it cut branches which are bothering people to pass by, so then it grows out into the pathway, the sidewalks, and you let it cut down a tree. If it's bothering people to walk by on the sidewalk, or it's bothering you to sit and learn in the yard, you want to sit and learn there. It's a beautiful day, and a beautiful summer day. And then you let it cut down the tree.
Now, what happens when there is a winter storm and trees are toppled over?
Okay.
You're able, you know, they're all, you know,
if they're bothering your path,
broken path,
and then of course you let it cut them. That's what we're saying here. Hashem, there'll be no destructive storms this year. Amen. Not such a hot summer so far, isn't it? Not such a hot summer so far. Fine. Yeah, and there is one.
Not even halfway yet.
What?
Not even halfway. It's still
warm. A bit warm. Most of the time it was average. Around 30.
Why are you in here? It's so hot.
What?
You weren't in my shirt today?
I was.
With a smile.
You talking about happiness?
Hey, you heard you have to be nice to me. If you're nice to me, it's like, what's up? You're going to be nice to me?
Be nice to people.
Try being nice to me.
Say amen.
Should I bring over Negev? I mean, she is wonderful.
Negev. You're being nice?
Top.
Have to play nice.
Gizum. Now we're talking about a thing called gizum. It's also a type of pruning. For example, cutting the grass. Or if people have a fence, what's it called? A plant, which is a fence.
A hedge.
Hedge. Plant that's around the edge of the.
Like juniper.
Yep.
People, they cut it like this, where it's like a fence. A live fence. Yeah, that is it. Mm-hmm. So that also, if it's to protect it from going bad, you let it cut it. If it's to make it just look nice or grow better, that's can't cut the grass. If people have in America, in New York, I remember I was there 1 time ago, and people have the front lawns like grass because they know how to put a fence over there or something. A front lawns,
yeah.
Lawns, sorry. So you can't if you know this soil, a person has like that. Can't, just for making it look nice, you can't cut the grass. And that's
right, but the government's not totally insane in requiring you have grass be the grass be maintained like you do in the States.
There you have to maintain it, right?
Right. Or else they will fine you.
And?
So we go on going. If the grass is nice, nice, you're not cutting it to make it nicer. Just cutting it to preventing it from looking wild, then you're allowed to cut it. If you're cutting it to looks nicer, if you're cutting it to prevent it from looking wild,
yes, the grass, you can water it during the year.
Of course.
Keep
it alive, exactly. Now, if you have an esrog tree, and your esrog tree has thorns, right? And you see some thorns that are starting to grow towards the esrog, where they might damage the esrog, they grow, they puncture it, they pierce it. Bye-bye, esrog. Right? Can't make a brach on it anymore. You let it take off those thorns.
Prevent damage.
Yeah, preventing damage. That's the secret. Preventing damage is okay. If you have a fruit tree. Before there's fruit, it's the beginning of the fruit. Before you can see anything, like the flower came up and you see it's going to be fruit, you know it's going to be fruit. And you see that there's too many on one branch, you're allowed to take off that branch. But once it already became a fruit, I saw why. It's a douche already. You can't do that. Anyways, you should do that by a goy. A goy should do that, it's better. Where's my Tom is saying trees of Orla, you're not allowed to take off their fruit. To, let's say you want the plant, the tree, not to give out so much energy, preserve its energy. So you don't want it to, because you're not going to use the fruit of Orla. So you want to take off the Orla fruit. So you have to leave on the tree to the rocks, the falls and rocks.
If it's not Shemitah,
you can
take off the fruit.
That's what he's saying.
Either way, you can't take off the
fruit. That's what he's saying.
You can't use the fruit.
If a person has now in his backyard a few trees, and some of them are Orla, some of them are not, so he puts a sign in the front, Hefker, but on the tree which is Orla, he puts a sign Orla, in big and red bold, okay? So anyone who comes in knows that tree is now that Hefker.
Fourth year,
no problem.
You're
allowed to eat it. That's
it's
Hefker? Yeah. If you're afraid that people, they don't care for Shemitah, they might come to take the fruit also from, they don't care for Orla, they might come to eat Orla fruit, so you're allowed to take them off in the beginning when they're still small, you know, to prevent people from eating Orla, which is the white going to a lot of places. So that was about pruning, now about harvesting, like that, you know? Asu liktso, you can't harvest. Olim tso is to harvest grapes and the Shemitah in the way that you do it all the rest of the years. What do? You do it through a change. What's the change I need to do? Some say that you let a harvest, just not the amount that he does usually. Take a little bit. You let it go to your vineyard. Let it come to the tree and take off a. Two, three, what's called the
bushes?
Clusters.
Two, three clusters and bring them home. Why? That's what people eat at all. But you can't take now the whole, like, 10 clusters off. Like the regular year, what are you gathering? That's still, you can take off only what you need for what you have to use. That's normal. And that's one way. Another way, and which is Allah also. Yeah, first of all, you should do it. That's the first thing you do. And if he's not able to, it's going to rot. It's going to go bad. Usually, at least in big places, they have these big plastic bins. Let's say in Citrico, I should say so. Big, huge plastic bins, and they fill them up. tree under the tree, people go and they think, why not do that? Put it under this. Now, you can't do that in Shemitah. But if you see a fruit going to go bad, you have smaller baskets. You fill a small basket, take it away. Fill a small basket, take it away. It's a shinui. So that was that. Now we're talking about Chalisha. Chalisha is plowing. We said about this, some say it's the Oyin, some say it's the Avon. Anyways, today it's all the Avon, no? Right? You can't plow by man, you can't plow by machine, you can't plow. But we said it again already before, the land has to rest. Not only the man has to rest, the land has to rest. If a person has fields in the other side, right near Goyim fields, and if he doesn't work the field, doesn't plow and do some things, right, the Goyim might come and take over the field.
We're going to try to anyway.
Yeah, so then you're allowed to plow, but it's better if you hire the Goyim to plow his land. To show like there's people there doing things. Now, the derivatives of plowing. Kol ibudei karka v'ein achshiru l'ashbir l'karka tzor z'ri'a or l'ti'a. What's considered the derivative of plowing? Anything, any working in the land which is in order to fix the land for sowing or for planting, to improve it, very good. For example, included in this is sikula vanim, taking out the big stones off the land. Nikush akiyata savimayim, taking out the bad weeds that are growing there, bothering the that are growing. Idu la'afod da'adama. It's a flood. Akiva. It's bothering me to concentrate. We're problematic. Not you, you're fine. I'm problematic. I'm like an old man. Anyway, ask my wife. That's what he always says. You're like an old man. If he bothers you, please do a favor with me. If you're a person, he makes the land weak, you know, to make it not weak, not tight. To make it loose, to loosen up the land, to make it equal, even so we can plant like a nice plant. Asu, preparing the holes for the planting is asu. Zibulu zishun akarka. You said this already? Putting the, what's it called?
The seeds in.
Fertilizing kalkas. The stream of lachas which are still to do mishum marit ayin, because people might think they work in the land. For example, and therefore you have to do them b'shinui. Can't do them directly, like regularly. Let's say you need the stones. You don't want to remove stone from your land, but you want the stones. You want to build a fence, right? So you can't just stand and take it away like a regular way. Let's see, the pile of stones. Take all the stones besides the bottom ones. The bottom ones you should leave. Why? It doesn't look like you're working the land.
Do you do it at night? No people are around.
So we're allowed to take stones to throw at the Palestinians?
Yeah, not allowed in the midst of them. If they're doing terror, you know. They threw a lot of rockets today.
Today?
About the Tel Aviv, Rehovot, Ram,
have them no alarm or no?
Dimona.
Dimona. Dimona?
They know where they're aiming
at. Beyond Dimona. It's called a...
They aim them for certain places, yeah, or they just throw them there? Yeah,
no, they aim to a nuclear plant.
They would love to have it.
They aim to a nuclear plant?
Yes.
It's crazy. They want to blow it together with us.
Oh, they don't care.
In Tel Aviv, the truth is, it wasn't really in Tel Aviv. It was near the airport. They're aiming for the airport. Just, we don't really know where they are, where they fall, because they don't say on the news where they really fall.
You can tell where they're going to fall.
They don't say on the news where they say more or less. Why? Because they don't want the enemy. Ah, that was a rocket that they already hit. Fine, we'll aim again that direction. So they say more or less.
Right.
That area.
You know, we have the best baseball team in heaven. You know, Sandy Koufax, Babe Ruth, you know, all the great outfielders are up there, you know, batting those out at the ballpark.
Unbelievable. Hashem is saving us so much. It's unbelievable.
We're hitting hard. Not,
no? I remember the Scots. Remember the Scots? 39 missiles, not these kind of missiles. Missiles who could blow up a building. And the proof is that 39 missiles fell there and killed one person. It was Michal Shabbos of Palestine. Only on purpose he used to go and bother religious Jews driving his motorcycle in a religious neighborhood. He was the only person who was killed directly from a rocket hit him. And one rocket by accident hit an American base in Saudi Arabia.
200 and something odd people died.
One rocket. And 39 of the same rockets came down to Israel. Didn't do any damage. Yes, but not people.
Damage is the most of them. Which ones do you need the gas masks and stuff for?
That was the skies, but then they didn't send any gas. You just send explosives.
Right.
So they don't have those now?
Now they're using bigger rockets.
You know how big the rockets were? Remember the pictures of from Saddam on a truck? One rocket on a truck. One rocket for a truck. You know how big that is?
Well, how do they cost them like tons of money for these things?
Don't worry, Obama's paying for it all.
Yeah.
Where is
he? I heard something about Obama has having a brother and a mass or something. I read something.
I don't know, but he's supporting Hamas. And not only is he supporting, you know who else is supporting Hamas? The Israeli government. They gave him gasoline so they could shoot more rockets at him.
I thought electricity.
And water. They didn't pay for electricity in years. You know they didn't pay for electricity in years?
We're paying for the electricity.
They owe the electricity company millions of shekels or something. And every once in a while when they're going to cut it off, they say we're going to cut it off. So the state gives them money instead. Pays off their bills.
When are we going to get a religious...
For the Arabs in Gaza? Well, who's supposed
not
to...
Not only Gaza, all the
PA. Yeah. Plus, also, they are cutting the gas lines to the buildings in our area.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't know about it.
The Tshuva. Anyways, the first thing we said, a person, if he needs the stones, he can take all the stones in the field, but not the ones which are touching the ground. The stones which are touching the ground, he has to leave them, the rocks, on the ground. Another thing is, not to take... Zevel, if it has zevel in the house, not talking about garbage, talking about compost. Not to do that then. Not to take it out of this field. Why? It looks like he's going to fertilize in the field. Unless it's a place where it's just garbage, they're fine, in the garbage corner.
No, what do you do at 3 in the morning? Nobody's there. Nobody's there.
There's no clue. There's no difference.
What if my dog gets in the house or something?
Put it in a bag. You let him make holes in the ground, as long as you leave the pile of dirt that you dug out. I don't know why.
Leave the pile where?
Huh?
Leave it where?
There.
Why did you make a hole in the first place?
You need it for something. Hey,
it was in
Shemitah?
Take it out normal things. Or you wouldn't cover it back up?
You let it, if you're sweeping your house and you have dirt in the house, you let it sweep it into the Gina. Okay?
We're talking about this is all during Shemitah?
Yeah. If you're sweeping your house or your garden, your chatzel, and there's dirt, you let it put it into the Gina, into the soil.
You fertilizes it?
You let it sell to a Jew which is, we're not suspecting him for doing malachas and shmita, let us sell him equipment for working in the field. Even mamash, looking for mamash for working in the field. But if he's a Jew, that we're afraid that maybe he doesn't keep the laws of shmita, you're not allowed to sell him equipment for working in the field. If someone has equipment that also could be used for other things, then you let us sell it to a Jew, which you're afraid not going to keep Shemitah. For example, if you have, you know, there's the clippers?
A hedge clipper.
Yeah.
Or use it for haircuts.
Exactly. You could use it for cutting people's heads off. I don't know, you could use it for other things, maybe. Yeah?
I mean, tools that you use to be like
a... Right, but it's things, things that you can also use for other things, so you know. Yofi, now, someone has in his house or his garden, he has atzitzim. You went to the nursery?
What?
You went to the nursery yesterday? You went to the nursery?
Did find it?
Nursery? Maybe he's not there anymore?
I think they moved it.
Could be. I remember that. I was there for a long time. In years,
I was disappointed.
What nursery?
Old people nursery.
It's a nursing home. Nursery for little kids, no?
No, it's about plants. Anyways, how do you take care of them in the house? How do you say in English agronom? Agronom is a person who knows to deal with plants. What is it called in English?
Nurseryman.
Could say that.
Okay, anyways.
You.
Take care of them.
If you have a garden in Shemitah, speak to a mumche before Shemitah.
What's a mumche?
Expert. And how to deal with it. Just in order, and what's the minimum I have to do in order to keep it alive? Like the Nazis did. Nah, they killed us.
My main concern is breaking pots.
Breaking pots?
I walk into a pot, I bump into a pot, it falls down and cracks.
So what's wrong? Put into another pot. Zriyaba tzitzim. Okay, there's a different. If you want to sow, listen to this carefully because people might want to do this. And I need to listen to this because I've told to my sister in law. So, you want to sow seeds into our seeds, into a pot. There's a difference between a pot with a hole in the bottom and a pot without a hole in the bottom. A pot with a hole in the bottom and it's under the ground, even if it's in your house, asur.
What do you mean under the ground? Underground level?
Underground.
Yeah.
Without a hole, it's okay.
But what's considered a hole?
A hole.
Yeah, how big?
Oh, man, is it the size of Tabas? Yes.
No. A half a centimeter.
Well, so that's like almost nothing.
Even if the holes are on the side, a lot of times they're on the side of the line, it's also considered.
Well, on the top, usually there's a hole, so things come down.
Yeah.
What if it's on the side, but there's no soil there where the hole is? Goes to the air, the wall.
No, that's considered a hole, of course. Alimu anafim yitzim atzitz af she'enon
ha'kodesh. So if it doesn't have a hole, then you could put it on the ground and whatever?
Okay, what about...
Wait. Second. If it's a pot made out of earthenware, soft plastic, not hard plastic, soft plastic, or wood, even if it doesn't have a hole, a super plastic on Shemitah. Why? Because it's part of the ground. Wood absorbs the ground. Earthenware, of course, is the ground. Plastic, which is not soft plastic, also absorbs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. let's say other types of unless a person makes a difference between the ground and the
meaning what? Put something in between.
Yeah, what does he put?
It's a plastic.
A hard plastic.
Or a plate.
And you put the piece of plastic.
Plate. No, that's the earthenware? Is that earthenware? The plate?
Well, it's glazed.
If it's glazed, it's glass. Glass is fine.
Glaze is okay.
No. Glaze or glass, yeah.
What is hanging from the ceiling?
Ah, one second, we'll talk about hanging from the ceiling. Okay. Yeah, that's what he says here. If you put metal under it or something under it, it's that fine. But it has to be in a way that the tree, the plants, don't go over. If they go over beyond the plate or the thing that you put in the bottom, it's already a problem.
Why?
I don't know, get something from the ground or something, I don't know.
Even inside the house.
Yeah, I don't understand exactly how it works. I have to ask about this. You should do it, yeah. Anyways, the chatchila, you should do it only in the house. Not outside the house.
Now, what about vines that keep on growing and they're growing outside the window?
What about them?
What's going outside the house?
It's on the windowsill. You can't plant it.
It's in a pot.
It was to begin with in a pot.
Right. And it just keeps on growing.
So water it as much as it needs.
Right.
Don't prune it.
Right.
Enjoy the fruits. And right on the tree hefker, or outside the house, right? Hefker on that. In Hebrew.
Right.
Not in Arabic. Okay. Listen to this. If you want to move a plant from inside the house to open a peset, open no ceiling, you have to cover it, wrap it. Wrap it with plastic, wrap it with aluminum foil at the bottom. So otherwise, it's considered again like sewing. It's considered like sewing.
In that place to where?
If there's no opening above the nose, like in the house, but if you take it to a place where there's opening, then you have to put something on the bottom.
You mean if you leave it there?
No, even if you put it down there for a few minutes.
So if you have a rack of plants that are in pots.
It's in the air?
Yeah.
Wait. Talk about planting and sowing right now, not if you have. If you don't have, and you want to do. That's all we're talking about right now. If you don't have, you don't have, you want to plant now in Shemitah, on the window, not on the window, in the air, I'm talking about in the air, hung on the windowsill. Yeah, even if it's 5 stories, 20 stories high, if there's ground under, okay, you shouldn't, don't plant it.
More like this though, ceramic, but not at all.
No, I saw.
Why? There's no earth there.
No, here?
Yeah.
Maybe there's no problem here because it's not the floor itself. Talk about outside the window.
Well, outside the window, all you have to do is wait until someone's underneath.
Hamad goes by and
I didn't know that thing was falling.
So if you have already a plant in the house from before Shemitah, and you put glass or metal, a hard plastic under, and the leaves are not going out of that plate, that underneath plate, they're inside the plate of the plate. You can water it regularly as much as you want, no problem. If the leaves go outside or there's no plate, you can water it only the amount that needs to keep it alive. Also, those which are hanging out the window, you let it water it only the amount to keep it alive. So, tomorrow we'll talk, not tomorrow, Sunday we'll talk about the Gina.
Tomorrow?
On Sunday.